Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And Marcus Mabry is still with us, but all around the country, all around the world, indeed, people are looking at this ceremony, at this pageantry, and finding their place in it.
You know, I think it would be a beautiful thing to be a part of it, and I think all of us in our own right mind contributing to it. You know, whether you're at work, whether you're at in D.C., you know, whether in New York, wherever you are, I think everyone has a special part to play.
It's Brandon Hoyt speaking on the Chicago subway. Joining us now is Tony Arnold, a reporter from WBEZ in Chicago, our public radio colleague. Tony, is that feeling widespread?
You know, I think it is. I think especially for those people who weren't able to travel to D.C., who kind of feel attached to their job or weren't able to make the trek down there, I think that they feel like that overall, you know, whether they campaigned or voted for Obama, whatever they steps they took to help him get elected, that there is kind of a sense of entitlement that they belong to this story, and even though they may not be able to be there to see be among the hundreds of thousands or millions, however many there are now in D.C., they still feel like, you know, they were a part of this. They helped make this happen.
Right. Well, you know, there's been a kind of Camelot feel there in South Chicago as the transition
Absolutely.
Has taken place. But I'm wondering if there's a little pain on the part of people of Chicago seeing Barack Obama leave, in the sense that unlike JFK's Camelot, you know, of privilege of being a Kennedy, there are serious problems in Chicago that are going to need to be addressed on day one of this administration.
And I think that's kind of one of the big questions is what kind of relationship will Obama have with the city of Chicago? This is his political hometown, and he spent the last several years here and came up through the ranks. But really, that the way that he came up through the ranks was very different than how a lot of politicians do their work in Chicago. He came up kind of outside of the normal Democratic Party. You know, now Rod Blagojevich seems to be the face of the Democratic Party in Illinois, maybe across the country. But the way that
I bet you there's a lot of Democrats would totally argue with you on that one, Tony. They certainly hope that's not the case.
They hope that's not the case. At least he's getting a lot of attention for it and the Chicago-style politics. But Barack Obama was completely separate than not only Blagojevich, but a number of other Democrats here. The way that he came up through the ranks and really the kind of niche that he was able to make for himself in Chicago and Illinois politics.
Well, there's a kind of old and new quality on so many levels in this inauguration. I mean, you certainly have Blagojevich. He's a younger face than Barack Obama, but he's the old face of Illinois politics, and Barack Obama is all about the new, even in the way people are staying connected to Washington, has some of this sort of new Barack Obama-era quality about it. Listen to this fellow, Robert Rudolph, on the Chicago subway.
So I do have a friend in D.C. I think she's actually going down to see it, or at least get as close as she can. So, I mean, I'm asking her to text me, so maybe she'll give me a play-by-play while I'm clicking away. That's what I'm hoping for.
So, Tony, he told you he's getting a play-by-play by text message from right in the middle of the mall.
That's assuming that the cell phones are even able to work there. You know, there could be so many people that everybody's cell phones could be going down. Who knows?
Well, have him put Marcus Mabry on his Facebook page, and then
yeah,
we got it all connected here.
But he said that, you know, he's having to work. He's just going to try to watch. Robert Rudolph was saying that he was going to be at work, just going to try to take time out of his day and watch it online. There were other people who said that they regrettably wouldn't be able to watch it. I spoke to a teacher who said that, you know, this was finals week for her. So, for her students, so she's not going to be able to turn on the TV and watch it.
So a lot of people will be time-shifting this. I mean, Marcus Mabry, it's conceivable that this speech will not be remembered as a speech, but as, like, the most important political podcast of all time. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's what it will be, because, you know, many of his speeches, I think the race speech is a great example, were seen by more people actually after the fact,
right,
often on YouTube, than they were actually in real time. I think it's going to happen again.
Downloadable civic event, and, you know, on many levels, this is a historic occasion. Tony Arnold from WBEZ, thanks so much for collecting that tape and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Marcus, of course, stay put right there. We are covering Inauguration Day in Washington and around the world here on The Takeaway.
Podcast presidential inauguration speeches. You got to love that. It is certainly a sign of the times.
Yeah.